Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joins us to talk about what all went on this weekend. It was an open practice. And Tom, I tell you, I was watching the press conference with Coach Bielema, and he just seems like a fun guy to be around.
Well, it's a huge change of pace from Bobby Petrino, and you might be looking at opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of engaging personalities between those two. And maybe he's hamming it up even more because he knows what he's following up and maybe what might be in store in 2013 a little bit. But I do think that's part of his personality. And you know what? More power to him. The more people that he attracts as fans and personal fans of his, you know, the better his tenure here will be.
Did I hear it right that they had reggae music playing during practice?
You did hear it right. It started sometime during the warm-up, and as he recalled,
yeah.
Thank you. How it went down, he was in his office, or he sent one of the GAs up to his office and grabbed his iPod off his desk. There's 18 songs that were put on there that were all Caribbean
awesome.
Slash reggae songs. I know there was a Bob Marley in there, and came out pretty loud on the loudspeakers. And because it was a sunny day and pleasant, a little breezy, it set kind of this tempo. And he said the players were energized by it, and certainly made me feel a little bit better. And that's just his style. And I just don't think you'd ever heard a whole lot of music at a Bobby.
Seems like it loosened it up a little bit.
I don't think there's any question about that. And he says that was his mix, and from now on, you know, there'll be some discussions over whose mix or what songs make it onto the loudspeaker.
After last season, I think, and I know he's looking for a fresh start, Tom, but you, if you're thinking reggae, he might want to think about Redemption Song by Bob Marley. It would make sense for me. But you sort of almost answered the question I had. You know, Bielema portrays this sort of everyman personality through the media and to fans, and it really seems that that's the real thing. But what's he like during practice? Is he an intense sort of a fellow? Is he a little bit hands off? What's he like during practice right now?
He lets his coaches do the coaching, and every once in a while you'll hear him, but it's not near like the Petrino staff. I mean, you'll hear a coach kind of get louder than everybody else every now and again, and you know, there was a lot of profanity on the previous staff. And that was no big secret. I mean, we all wrote about it.
You could see that on game day.
On game day, you could read his lips. I mean, it was just out there. And he's not that way. And I know he got really upset with Javonte Herndon, who didn't come down with a pass that I thought was a little bit high. And that was about as loud as he got. Like, catch the ball. It's more of a bass type voice. And you know, I don't think the players cringe sometimes when he's on them. So it's a totally different feel, and I don't know. It's like he said, that reggae music seemingly set the tone. He was in a good mood, and it's not near as intense. And you know, I'm sure it'll be a little different in the fall.
Okay, let me ask you this: everybody wants to know about the quarterback situation, the most high profile position on the field. You've got Brandon Allen, and then I just think that when you look at Brandon, he seems like the clear-cut guy right now, but after what Bielema said, maybe Brandon Mitchell.
Well, I just think he wants both guys to have plenty of confidence, to get plenty of work. Then you add Austin Allen into the mix in the fall, see what he can do, you know, give him a little bit of chance to learn this thing and see if there's a way he could be productive, and 'cause that's really what it boils down to. And Brandon Allen had good completion numbers the other day. His one deep ball that was picked off, you know, I thought Demetrius Wilson should have recognized the situation, saw where the defender was, and become a defender on that play and not let it get picked off by Eric Bennett, or at least go back and battle for it. But, you know, that was an interception. He had decent numbers. Mitchell's, you know, a couple of guys had some drops. I know Morgan Linton dropped one that would have been or should have been a touchdown down at the goal line. I don't think this offense is going to be set up. Well, we know it's not. It's not going to be set up for the quarterback to rack up these gaudy numbers. I recall some of these spring practices with Mallett and Wilson where they were throwing for 400 and 500 yards, and you know, they'd five touchdowns, things like that. It's just not going to be that way. And I really think they exhibited their ground game with Jonathan Williams the other day more than they did in the first scrimmage, which was a 74-play one. this one went 101, and Williams kind of got the majority of the carries. They worked Fierro Small in some, too, and he looks like he'll be a real viable short yardage option, and we know a great lead blocker.
Tom, let me ask you real quick. You just mentioned Jonathan Williams, and Bielema said that he was really impressed with what he's done so far. I know early on in practice they were talking about how he didn't hold on to the ball real well, but it seems like he's shoring that up a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if he actually fumbled on those days, because the way Joel Thomas and Jonathan Williams said it was that he carried it out from his body some. And Jim Chaney didn't really, you know, he talked about ball security, but I think they were talking about having it out from his body. He does run upright. He recognizes that. The coaches want him to run with a lower pad level. We have not seen him take, you know, just a vicious shot from anybody running that way. There's a likelihood it could happen.
Yeah.
He did have a fumble or two last year. So we know that he's got great vision and great instincts as a runner. He's a tough runner. If they can get him running a little bit lower and tighten up the ball security, he has a chance to be a really, really good SEC back.
When you look at this receiving core, has anybody really stepped up and stood out from the receiving core so far through spring practice?
Well, I think Javonte Hernan probably maybe the best. Demetrius Wilson had a decent scrimmage other than the play I described to you a moment ago. Julian Horton, another veteran. Mikhail McKay, those four are going to kind of be your mainstays. And I expect some of those guys who are now sophomores from the group of Keon Hatcher, I mentioned McKay, DeArthur Cowan, and then the freshman Eric Hawkins, one of those guys to do a little something. And if you can get production out of five or six of those guys, you'll have yourself a decent receiving core. They got to be good downfield blockers in this scheme, and they've got to make the catches when they're called on. I mean, they're not going to have as many opportunities as they did in the past, but I think they're going to run with a more high percentage type throws than some of the Petrino style passing.
Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us on Overtime. You can follow him on Twitter at TomMurphyADG. And, Tom, I was looking over the transcript from Bielema, and he brought up the defense, and that's another concern for a lot of Razorback fans is that defense. And he said it got off to a slow start, but they're improving.
Yeah, I thought their D-line kind of won the day more than any unit when it was all said and done. Now, Williams ran well, and that was largely against the ones, but there was a lot of tackle for losses, a bunch of sacks, even though I think the quarterbacks would have eluded some of those. I think the D-line is going to be okay, and if they can get some pressure in the passing game with that group, I think they're going to be able to mix and match at linebacker and be all right. There's a lot of guys who are in the mix there. The guys like Otis Peters and A.J. Turner, who've been a little bit hurt, will come back in the fall, and then they think they're going to get an immediate impact from a Brooks Ellis type of guy. And then you've got Mike Tavares who's coming on. So, I don't know. There's definitely not going to be this thought that, hey, they're going to be much better on defense. They've got a lot of work to do. They've got some deficiencies. Their safeties are kind of small. Cornerback's been on a double move that led to a touchdown in the first scrimmage. So, they've got to be much better on defense, and I don't know if they're going to be able to make a quantum leap this year.
Tom, there was great weather over the weekend up in Fayetteville, and there is a buzz surrounding, you know, the Razorbacks now because of Brett Bielema, and I think that's deservedly so. So I would have thought there'd probably be pretty good attendance at the practice. What did you see there?
Oh, I think some people estimated between 350 and 400. He didn't open it up until, I think it was the day before. He thought he would probably do it on Wednesday, but he didn't want the word to get out in case they had to move inside, and he didn't want it to be kind of a zoo with you know, tens of thousands of fans. And I don't know how many would have shown up, you know, with just a couple of days' notice. But, you know, the spring game will be a very good gauge. There'll be a lot of interest in seeing where there's improvement in this team. I don't think anybody's under the illusion that they're going to be, you know, battling out Bama and LSU and that bunch for supremacy in the SEC, but I think just showing some improvement next year, kind of showing what they're going to hang their hat on in the coming years will be steps in the right direction for the Razorbacks.
How many more practices are open to the public that have already been announced as open to the public?
Well, only the red-white game, which will be in two Saturdays. He may change his mind and open up this coming Saturday scrimmage, but we'll just see. Otherwise, you know, one out of six.
Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us on Overtime. And, Tom, let's switch away just for a quick second. Did you see the clip with John Gruden and Tyler Wilson on the quarterback camp?
Well, I haven't watched that yet. I've been busy today. I didn't know there was a clip out, so I'll probably watch it and watch the whole thing tonight.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Have you heard anything as far as draft projections on where, the latest on where he might go?
I've done some interviews with, out of Buffalo, and they think, if they don't shore things up, they might go second round with him. I don't know. Mel Kiper was a little bit down on him in his last teleconference, saying possibly even third round, but that's just one man's opinion. And that's really all I know at this point. Some franchise who might want a guy to back up for a year and then maybe be ready could jump up, and that's all we know.
Yeah, and I know big game tonight. Do you have for the national championship? Who do you got?
I would say I think Louisville is going to find a way. Even though the Michigan story has been really neat, the way they came back in the second half against Kansas. But I just think Louisville kind of has that team of destiny look to them.
He's Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Tom, man, it's always great having you on, and hopefully we'll get you on soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.